Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Joining us today is the Guthrie Center Chamber of Commerce President, Shannon Nefmuel. I'm speaking with the Guthrie Center Chamber of Commerce President, Shannon Nefmuel. And Shannon, first off, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. First off, there's a busy weekend in Guthrie Center. If you could give us an announcement of some of these activities that are going on.
Yeah, so this Saturday we're having our downtown cleanup day. That's something that Main Street Guthrie Center kind of coordinates for us. But it's basically, you know, after the winter, we've got a lot of sand and debris in the streets. So it's just an opportunity for us to kind of clean the sidewalks and, you know, sweep all that dirt and grime out into the streets and away from the curbs so that they can come through and clean that up. You know, washing down benches, just trying to get things looking clean and sparkly again. So if you wanted to come down and help clean up, we're starting at 8 a.m. and we're meeting at the Main Street Guthrie Center office.
Also, there's a prominent librarian that's retiring and she will have a party for her retirement. Can you give us some information on that?
Yeah, so Pat Slicer was our librarian here in Guthrie Center for a very long time, and she recently retired. So her retirement party will be taking place this Sunday at the library from 2 to 4.
Easter has passed, and you guys had an Easter egg hunt at the Guthrie Center Elementary with Rose Acres. Could you tell us how that went?
Yeah, it went wonderfully. This was obviously the first year we've been able to do it for a couple of years, and Rose Acres did an amazing job as usual. We had about 140 kids come and participate in the egg hunt. They put out approximately 1,700 plastic eggs, and they had five totes of toys kind of split up into five different age groups. So they did a great job and gave away lots of prizes and goodies.
Wow, sounds great. Starting in May 6th, Omara Skin is going to be a chamber member, and you're going to do a ribbon cutting for them. Could you give us some details and some information if someone wants to visit that ribbon cutting?
Yeah, so Omara Skin is a new business that's coming to downtown Guthrie Center. It's going to be in the building that Dina Christensen owns. That's how most people know it as, right here on State Street. They will have an open house and ribbon cutting at 5 on Friday night, and then they'll actually be open on Saturday for their first day of business.
I won't hold you to it, but what does Omara do? What kind of businesses and services do they offer?
Yeah, so they have a lot of just different skincare products, natural skincare, and they also have some additional services that they'll be offering in terms of different kind of healing therapies and vibrational living. So lots of different things. I would definitely check out their Facebook page for some more information on, you know, everything that they are able to do.
In the end of April, you guys like to offer many services and promotions for chamber member businesses, and the dues are coming up. What would you like to give to the chamber business owners, an announcement about the dues coming up?
Yeah, so our membership drive is underway right now, and by the end of April, we'd like to have everybody who was a chamber member and is planning on renewing to have their membership forms and their dues turned back in. There's a couple of publications that'll be coming out here in the next month or so that we want to be able to include all of our members in. We've got the Guthrie County Guide, and then also new this year, we're going to be doing an ad in the City View. They have a destination Guthrie County opportunity for us, and we, like I said, want to make sure that we're making mention of all of our members and all of our members' events that they have going on throughout the rest of the year. So if you haven't turned in your membership form yet and you're wanting to be a Guthrie Center Chamber member again, we're asking that those membership forms are turned back in by Friday, April 29th.
And we're speaking with the president of the Guthrie Center Chamber of Commerce. And Shannon, I'm really praying on warmer weather coming up. And with the warmer weather and school ending, there's going to be people wanting to go to the pool, but there's pool positions open to make the pool function. Can you give us some details about that? If we want a pool in Guthrie Center, we got to have people that work there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Right now we are still needing a pool manager and, of course, you know, lifeguards and all the positions that that will allow us to have our pool open this summer. So if anybody is interested in any of those positions, applications are available on the city's website, or you can stop in at City Hall.
And then also a new business is moving to town that has to do with roofing. Could you give us, again, some details and some information upon that?
Yeah, so Schaefer Roofing is currently located down in Adair. They have decided to move their operations up here to Guthrie Center. They'll be moving in to the building that DICA was previously occupying. So they are already starting that process and should be fully moved up here within the next couple of weeks.
And then moving right along, it is still far out, but the garage sales are coming up. Is there any information people need to get a hold of now? And
yeah, we're still kind of assembling the details for that at this point, but we know a lot of people have already started inquiring about when those will be. So it'll be Friday and Saturday, June 10th and 11th. So just check our Facebook page here in the next couple of days. We'll have some information out there shortly as far as, you know, where you can sign up if you want to participate in the garage sales.
And we're speaking with the Guthrie Center Chamber of Commerce President, Shannon Nefmuel. And finally, kind of as we wrap this thing up, is there any final thoughts, any other positions opening that people can apply for? Is anything else that has to do with the Guthrie Center Chamber of Commerce happening and that you need to mention?
Yeah, there's certainly a couple other businesses in town, chamber members, that are hiring. So I know we have positions available at New Opportunities. Obviously, the city clerk for Guthrie Center, we are still taking applications for the clerk position. New Homestead, State Farm, as well as the Guthrie County State Bank Investment Center, all have positions available. So if you are in need of employment or know somebody that might be a good fit for any of those places, certainly reach out to those members individually.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team, Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart.